So much for rest in peace. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Mainstream talk radio has taken over the Kennedy story, and now it's all Chappaquiddick, led by Andrew Breitbart, who tweeted that Kennedy was, quote, a special pile of human excrement. I guess some commentators are a little emotional, having just lost the best punching bag they ever had. Meanwhile, among the more reasoned dissenters was Nick Gillespie at Reason Magazine, who didn't use nasty names, but nonetheless was happy to see the end of the Kennedy approach, the idea that if you just get enough smart people in government, they can solve all our problems from Washington. For example, No Child Left Behind, which Kennedy supported, increased federal education spending 40% and hasn't worked. The Medicare drug benefit takes payroll taxes from the young and poor and gives the money to the old and wealthy and is bankrupting the country. That's a fair criticism. But what no one seems to realize is that we could end this at any time. The marvelous thing about our system is that no state has to accept federal money, not for schools, not for drugs, not even for highways. But you know what? Local elections are in 2 months. How about voting only for politicians who pledge not to accept a single penny in federal grants of any kind? Send a message that we'll pay for our own schools, buy drugs with our own money, pay for our own highways. See, I think the real problem is that a lot of the people who say they hate federal spending actually don't. In fact, a lot of the people who say they hate federal spending are right now driving around in brand new cars that I believe my taxes are helping to pay for. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.